The Machine Stops by E.M. Forster. Part 2. The Mending Apparatus. By a vestibule, by a lift, by a tubular railway, by a platform, by a sliding door, by reversing all the steps of her departure, did Vashti arrive at her son's room, which exactly resembled her own. She might well declare that the visit was superfluous. The buttons, the knobs, the reading desk with the book, the temperature, the atmosphere, the illumination, all were exactly the same. And if Kuno himself, flesh of her flesh, stood close beside her at last, what profit was there in that? She was too well bred to shake him by the hand. Averting her eyes, she spoke as follows.
"Here I am. I have had the most terrible journey, and greatly retarded the development of my soul. It is not worth it, Kuno. It is not worth it. My time is too precious. The sunlight almost touched me, and I have met with the rudest people. I can only stop a few minutes. Say what you want to say, and then I must return."
"I have been threatened with homelessness," said Kuno. She looked at him now. "I have been threatened with homelessness, and I could not tell you such a thing through the machine." Homelessness means death. The victim is exposed to the air, which kills him. "I have been outside since I spoke to you last. The tremendous thing has happened, and they have discovered me."
"But why shouldn't you go outside?" she exclaimed. "It is perfectly legal, perfectly mechanical, to visit the surface of the earth. I have lately been to a lecture on the sea. There is no objection to that. One simply summons a respirator and gets an egression permit. It is not the kind of thing that spiritually minded people do, and I begged you not to do it, but there is no legal objection to it."
"I did not get an egression permit."
"Then how did you get out?"
"I found out a way of my own." The phrase conveyed no meaning to her, and he had to repeat it.
"A way of your own," she whispered. "But that would be wrong."
"Why?" The question shocked her beyond measure. "You're beginning to worship the machine," he said coldly. "You think it irreligious of me to have found a way out of my own.